Time for a getaway. As you head for the airport, train station, or the highways this weekend, we've got your music packed and ready to go with you. We're taking a train ride with a seldom seen, getting stuck in an airport holding pattern with Christopher Cross, lounging on a boat with Kathy Mattea, hearing from Tom Paxton, John Denver, the Front Porch String Band, and many, many more. So buckle up, because we've...
gotta move. Gotta get out. Gotta leave this place. Gotta find some place. Some other place. Some brand new place. Some place where each face that I see won't be staring back at me, telling me what to be and how to be it. Some place where I can just be me. Gotta move. Got to get out. Gotta leave this town. Gotta find some town. Some big new town. Some bright new town. Some new town with new places, new lights, and most of all, some new faces. Gotta find a man. A new man. A man who won't worry about where I go. A man who won't ask how I learned what I know. A man who will know that you've gotta be free. A man who will know when to just let me be. Gotta move. Got to get out. Gotta change my life. Gotta find my life. I'll find me a place in some new town. And baby, when I find me that new place, then maybe I'll gotta leave this town. Gotta leave this place. Gotta find a new man. Gotta move.
Now, that motivation for getting out of town is maybe a bit more serious than yours. That's Barbra Streisand and Gotta Move from her second album back in 1963. Hopefully you're leaving town because someone somewhere wants to see you, or maybe it's just a getaway, the title of our program. I'm your captain, Charlie Warren. Well, look out the window, that guitar case lying there on the ground next to the plane. Well, for those of us who thought that the YouTube revelation a few years ago about United Airlines breaking Dave Carroll's guitar was new, well... back in the 80s, singer, songwriter, and guitarist Tom Paxton had a similar problem with Republic Airlines.
Flying through the Michigan skies with a song in my innocent heart, I placed myself in professional hands, masters of the traveler's art. When I opened my guitar case at the end of a beautiful flight, I'm sure you can imagine my feelings as I beheld this beautiful sight. Thank you, Republic Airlines, for breaking the neck on my guitar. I arrived to do a concert with the Kingston Trio. Open my guitar case with a smile con brio. Thank you, Republic Airlines. What a joy to the musician you are. What a zest you've added to pedestrian skies. It was boring to be flying where the wild goose flies, but the tedium was broken by your wonderful surprise when you broke the neck on my guitar. Thank you, Republic Airlines, for treating my instrument with care. There can be no greater happiness for the musician than to find his instrument in this condition. Oh, 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 Republic Airlines, in the firmament of travel you'll be star. For you treat each piece of baggage like a child of your own. When you come across an instrument, it drops like a stone. May you waken every morning with a new broken bone, like you broke the neck on my guitar. Traveling most of my life, and the thrill is a long time gone. And the sight of another DC-10 just fails to turn me on. But I feel my heart start pounding when I get to the baggage claim. And when I see how you handled my instrument, the thrill is still the same. Thank you, Republic Airlines, for splintering the neck on my guitar. My guitar case was so strong that nothing could go through it. Way to go, Republic, only you could do it. Crash, bang, Republic Airlines, in the field of demolition you'll go far. For you took it as a challenge when I turned in my case, and you saw the fragile stickers glued all over the place. May a team of mad flamenco dancers do to your face what you did to the neck on my guitar. There could be no satisfaction greater than if you should be the next to go the way of Braniff.
Braniff Airlines went out of business in 1982 after 54 years. High fuel prices, overexpansion, and competition seem to have been the culprits. That's Tom Paxton and his pre-internet reaction to losing his guitar to lousy baggage handling, much like the guy on YouTube. Oh, and Republic Airlines was purchased by Northwest Orient Airlines in 1986, which soon became just plain Northwest Airlines, which was purchased by Delta Airlines in 2008. Regardless of luggage problems, iffy food, narrow seats, long security lines, and weather delays, flying has a couple of major benefits: speed and safety. Despite the anxiety some may have about plane travel, flying is one of our safest modes of getting around. And while we're flying, I'm sure one of your favorite things is circling and circling over an airport, wondering why your plane can't land and how long it's going to go on. One of the top songs of the 1980s was a theme for a movie starring Dudley Moore, a song partly written by talented entertainer Peter Allen. Some years ago, Peter told me how he came up with that one line for Arthur's theme.
I wrote that when I was in a air traffic controller's pattern. When the air traffic controllers went on strike a couple of years ago, I got stuck coming back from Australia, and we'd been in the air for 20 hours or something, and then they told us we had to have 2 hours circling above New York before we could get down. And it was one of those great nights when the moon was full and you could see, you actually see New York, no fog smog or anything. And I said, this is crazy. Here I am caught between the moon and New York City.
Once in your life, you find her, someone who turns your heart around, and next thing you know, you're closing down the town. Wake up and it's still with you, even though you left your way across town, wondering to yourself, hey, what have I found?
Christopher Cross, and Arthur's Theme from the movie starring Dudley Moore. It was written by Carol Bayer Sager in collaboration with Burt Bacharach and Christopher Cross and included that lyric from Peter Allen about being stuck between the moon and New York City. Arthur's Theme, The Best That You Can Do, won the Academy Award for Best Song in 1981. Originally from Australia, Peter Allen told me he came to the United States to pursue opportunities much like Olivia Newton-John, Helen Reddy, and the Bee Gees. Along with being a dynamic stage performer, he wrote lyrics for a number of hit songs, including I Honestly Love You, recorded by Olivia Newton-John, and Don't Cry Out Loud, a hit for Melissa Manchester. Peter Allen unfortunately died of throat cancer and AIDS at the age of 48 in 1992. In 2004, Australian actor Hugh Jackman won a Tony Award for his portrayal of Peter Allen in the Broadway show The Boy from Oz. Okay, here on your holiday weekend travel special, Getaway, it's time to take the train. This folk song originated as a hobo tune about a mythical train that runs everywhere. The first known versions appeared in the late 1800s. Here is the Front Porch String Band taking us on board the Wabash Cannonball.
Accommodation on the Wabash Cannonball. Listen to the jingle, the rumble and the as she rolls along the woodland or the hills and by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of the engine, hear the lonesome hobo's call while traveling through the jungle on the Wabash Cannonball.
Listen to the jingle, the rum
along the woodland or the hills and by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of the engine, hear the lonesome hobo's roar, while traveling through the jungle on Wabash Cannonball. While traveling through the jungle on Wabash Cannonball. Oh, oh, oh.
The Front Porch String Band, originally from Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and the Wabash Cannonball. According to the Treasury of Railroad Folklore, when trains got to be faster and faster, passing many stations and not stopping, people began to informally call them cannonballs, though the name was not printed on the timetable. But eventually railroads named some of their trains cannonballs, including the Norfolk and Western, Boston and Maine, and Long Island. After the Carter family and Roy Acuff recorded popular versions of the Wabash Cannonball in the 20s and 30s, and due to the song's growing popularity, the Wabash Railroad named its Detroit to St. Louis passenger train the Cannonball. The Wabash Railroad served a large area of the central U.S. from the middle of the 1800s to 1964, when it was taken over by the Norfolk and Western, later become Norfolk Southern. Today, since the Norfolk Southern abandoned service on part of the former Wabash, you can bike ride, horse ride, cross-country ski, or hike the Wabash Cannonball Trail for 63 miles across high bridges through four counties in northwestern Ohio. We'll take some more train rides before we're done here on Getaway, your holiday weekend travel special. But right now, it's time to take you home by car. You're probably very familiar with this tune. It was John Denver's very first hit record back in 1971. Up until then, John had written songs that became hits for the more well-known performers, such as Peter, Paul, and Mary. As John told me years ago, his life changed after he recorded this song.
Well, I think initially I got to be known as a songwriter, and it was only Country Roads that gave me any introduction to the people at large as a performer.
So we're going to hear Country Roads, but you may never have heard this version. John re-recorded a number of his earlier hits, again in 1996 for a new album, The Essential John Denver, and Take Me Home Country Roads was one of them.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountain, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home. Place I belong, West Virginia, Mountain Mama, take me home, country roads. All my memories, they gather round her, finest lady, stranger to blue water. Dark and dusty, painted on the sky, misty taste of moonshine, teardrops in my eyes. Country roads, take me home to the place I belong, West Virginia, Mountain Mama. Hear her voice in the morning hour she calls me. Radio reminds me of my home far away. Driving down the road, I get the feeling that I should have been home yesterday. Yesterday, country roads, take me home to the place. Mama.
country roads. Take me home down country roads. Take me home down country roads.
The country road that inspired the song is actually in the state of Maryland. John wrote the song with Bill Danoff and Taffy Nivert of the Starland Vocal Band after traveling Clopper Road, not really a country road anymore, in suburban Washington, D.C. That's John Denver and his 1996 version of his first ever top 10 recording, Take Me Home, Country Roads. You're listening to Getaway, your holiday weekend travel special. I'm Charlie Warren.